This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Shadow Queen by Anne O'Brien, read by Gabrielle Glaister.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. I stared at the reflection with appreciation. The eyes, bold, self-assured, stared back at me. To mark the celebration of the day of my birth, I do not recall which year it might have been, except that I was still little more than a child, I was given this mirror by Philippa. Queen Philippa, my cousin by marriage, wife of my royal cousin, King Edward III. I think that I had no gift from my mother on that occasion. My mother had mislaid the celebration amidst all the other burdens on her memory. As for my father, he was dead by an axe reserved for those condemned for treason. But Queen Philippa remembered and marked the day. I valued that mirror highly. "Don't look in it too often, Joan," Philippa advised in her kindly manner, when she saw me glance in its silvered surface for the third time within the reading of our daily prayers. "It will set your pretty feet on the path to vanity and self-will, neither of which are admirable qualities in a young woman." It was a beautiful thing, the glass embellished by an ivory mount, the back.